أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we have been reviewing and investigating chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, using the commentary authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, his Tafsir An-Nur. Up until this point, we've been looking at various aspects, and in our previous discussion about the resurrection day, we looked at the topic of the proofs. That was, what are the proofs that God would bring forth in this chapter for us to realize that He is the reality, that He is the true and only Creator, and also the proof of the day of resurrection, the day where we will all be raised back to life. And in our previous discussion, we looked at the fact that God told us that He created us the first time around, and He created us from a drop of sperm. And He told us that death would be ordained for all of us, and nothing could be done to stop death. And that the same one that brought us to life the first time will bring us to life on the day of resurrection. Today, let us look at verses number 61 and 62 under the theme of being brought back, and to see what God has to say about this reality of the day of resurrection. Now, before we go into the very brief commentary and some of the takeaway messages for this portion, let us have a listen to the Arabic of these two verses, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back with a very brief deliberation. Allah says the following in chapter 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah.
على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون.
From replacing you with being similar to you, or from evolving you into a form which is unknown to you at present. And you certainly know the first evolution. Then, why do you not reflect? In these two verses, which are a continuation of the previous section of verses 57 through to verse number 60, which talked about the resurrection of the human being, we see that here God is once again reaffirming the fact that He has the ability to bring us back forth onto into the world of resurrection in a form. Now, as we see in this passage, that God first begins by saying that He could not only replace us with beings similar to us, He also says that He could evolve us into a form which is unknown to us at the present time. And obviously, when we do an in-depth study of the day of resurrection and the form that we will all take, that we see that we will be brought back into a form which is presently unknown to us. Obviously, this is a very long and vast discussion of the day of resurrection, of issues of eschatology, of the end of this world and the beginning of the world to come. People ask, what form will we be brought back in? Is it in our physical form of our earthly body? And if so, at what age? When we are 5? When we are 10? When we are 20? When we are in our prime? When we are in our age of our senior years? And maybe this is what God is alluding to here, that He says that He can bring us back into a form which is unknown to us at present. And then in verse number 62, God says that you certainly know of your first creation, of your first evolution, of our first evolving onto this earth by God, bringing us into form. And then God says, then why do you not reflect? Meaning that people cannot deny the resurrection, that this is something which will happen, that just as we are brought into creation the first time, that this is not by random chance. This is not just by a process of natural selection and evolution in terms of the scientific definition of it, but rather that we were brought into existence by a wise creator, that He created and fashioned and shaped us and brought us into existence. And if He did it the first time, then He can do it again. He did it from us being nothing, and He can bring us back into creation. And so God poses this rhetorical question, that why do you not then reflect? Why do we as human beings not think about the day of resurrection, the day of accountability, the day where we will be brought back in front of our Creator to stand in account for our deeds? Let us conclude with a few takeaway messages from this very short portion for today. And the first point to keep in mind, the first takeaway message, is that the power of Allah, the power of God, in being able to replace death with life, is also proof for the power of God in bringing about the resurrection. We were dead, and then He gave us life. And then once again we will die, and then once again we will be given life. And this is a proof of the power of God, that He can do whatever He wants, and He has a process in place, and that we will be a witness to that process on the resurrection. Point number two is that this temporal world is a place of passage. It is not a stopping ground. You know, we live here for a temporary period of time. Some people are given a longer life. Some people are given a very short time to live. But ultimately, for all of us, this is not a place to stop. This is not a place where we keep a long sojourn. This is a temporal world, and we will pass from here into the world to come. The third and final point of reflection for today is that the human being is not aware of the state on the resurrection, of when it will take place, and in what condition will they find themselves raised up in. Obviously, we have to do our best in this life, follow the dictates of God in the religion, follow all of the obligations that we are expected to perform. But we don't know how we will be raised up on the day of resurrection, and what state will we find ourselves, in a state of bliss and success, or in a place of difficulty and tribulation. We don't know, but yet we are expected to work the best that we can do, and that we then leave it up to God to judge us and to raise us up in the best forms possible and with the company of the best individuals. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.